Hello, this is Chad Hobson, the composer of HBO and Channel 4's Leaving Neverland, and you are listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 81, where composer Chad Hobson talks about his original score for the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Chad Hobson's diverse talents as a composer and performer have prompted collaborations with many prestigious figures within the film industry. He's arranged and played Asian ethnic instruments on the Wachowskis' Ninja Assassin, and also provided vocals and choral arrangements for The Young Victoria, which was produced by Martin Scorsese. Some of his recent projects include the award-winning The Pedophile Hunter, directed by Dan Reed, and the BBC series Our War. Hobson also recently wrote the original score for the controversial HBO documentary Leaving Neverland. Leaving Neverland is a two-part documentary exploring the separate but parallel experiences of two young boys, James Safechuck and Wade Robson, both of whom were befriended by Michael Jackson as children. Through gut-wrenching interviews with Safechuck and Robson, now both adults, as well as their family members, the film crafts a portrait of sustained abuse, exploring the complicated feelings that led both men to confront their experiences. In this episode, Chad Hobson reveals how he looked to show a magical quality of the two victims and their fateful meeting of Michael Jackson, and the overarching metaphor he used to serve as a guide for the tone of his score. Hobson discusses the challenge, choices, and goals of writing an actual theme to represent the abuse, but at last, why he didn't write a theme for Michael Jackson himself.
Where do you even start when you have a subject that's just so difficult? And a star that's so enormous, loved by fans all over the world. How do you tell the story of a couple of families who've seen a different side to Michael Jackson? My job was to help show the magical quality of Wade Robson and James Safechuck meeting this icon, this enormous star who was at the height of his powers. Well, the answer we came up with, Dan Reed, Jules Cornell and I, was to think of the journey as a walk through a magical forest, a beautiful place, bright sunshine, a pastoral place. And as we walk further and further, deeper and deeper into this beautiful and most magical of forests, suddenly things aren't quite as they seem, and the darkness starts to cut in, the shadows get longer, the limbs of the trees more twisted, that glistening light through the leaves turned to blackness. We needed to have a theme for the abuse. I'm not sure I really wanted to write music over the passages discussing the abuse, but once I sort of looked at it and started to sort of decide what to do, I thought, well, the cello was the instrument to use. Somehow I wanted to get this loss of innocence, this strange twist in the fairy tale, how something so amazing and so completely brilliant got to this place. Was it something that was calculated? Was it a progression of someone's love for someone else? These were the things I wanted to sort of play with the music. I mean, I started it with the pulse on the piano, with a little bit of Celeste bouncing around, and then the cello theme. I didn't want Michael to be a monster in this. From my perspective with the music, I wanted everyone to still love Michael. I think you have to still believe that in the innocence of all of them, really, and something going drastically wrong. This is where the forest and the leaves in the forest above your head drown out the light, and the sparkle of daylight is gone. And now we're into the darkness. This is the scene where James is interviewing Michael on the private jet, and they're besotted with each other. It's just a really magical moment. The only time he would allow someone to interview him was when someone was close to him, and here was this young boy who he was obviously totally in love with, and the boy was totally in love with him. So I wanted the sweetness, you know, it had to have heart and innocence too. This is all about the loss of innocence, but you need the innocence first before you can lose it. So it's just some light piano, sweeping strings, and slightly romantic tone. I think I wrote this for my mother. She was a Michael Jackson fan too. The invitation to visit Neverland. This was actually a real tricky cue to get right. Not tricky for me, I think it was tricky for Dan and Jules to get their head round. To be fair, I had to demo the piece with some sampled strings and synth or whatever, and I guess some of the nuance in that was a bit lost. So trying to get them to respond when I sent the demo in was quite tricky, but I just thought this big old theme as they fly over the hills towards Neverland was just the ticket. But as a composer, you don't really know, you know, anything can happen, and either they love it or they don't. I mean, obviously, once he'd recorded the orchestra, I guess it's easy, but, you know, we were working to a very tight schedule. You know, I was working with people in different time zones to try and get stuff recorded and, you know, and the score printed out, ready for the session, and I'd only just finished writing the blasted thing, you know, and to what's known as a soft-locked picture. But, you know, this is where we put the full orchestra in the studio and we did a few takes at some ungodly time in the morning, if I remember correctly, wiping the sleep from my eyes. And then there was a meeting to play this theme, you know, once it had been recorded. But I had to get back to where I was writing and get on with the next batch. So I literally left while Dan and Jules came to the studio and listened to the playback of the recording. I mean, it was pretty nerve-wracking because if this big old thing wasn't working, then I was going to have to rewrite it. But I still had another, 100 cues to write. I mean, their stories alone are impossible to forget and just hard to watch. So the score has to allow you to get lost in their story without pushing any buttons, or at least not knowingly. I never wrote a theme for Michael. That's not what the purpose of this score was about. It was more about the families and their experience of Michael. And I didn't want to make Michael a demon or anything. I'm leaving that totally to the audience. I just wanted to create a space for the families to tell their side of the story in a way that you can feel empathy. There's no need to go any further. If anything, I wanted to make it lighter. I mean, their stories alone are impossible to forget and just hard to watch. So the job was to make it easier for you to watch this unfold.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Chad Hobson and his original score for the documentary Leaving Neverland. The official soundtrack was released digitally on April 1st, 2019 by Red Rocka Records, and it can be purchased on Amazon or on iTunes or can be streamed on Spotify or Apple Music. You can find out more and hear more music by Chad Hobson at his official site, chadhobsonmusic.com. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever quality podcasts are found. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or review, and if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, please let them know about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter, at Audio Annotator, or on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.